I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, with some food for thought for the students who are starting a new school year at the University of Kentucky. Homesickness and challenges facing students can occur even with those who come from in-state, so imagine the additional hurdles and pitfalls facing students coming from a different country. We're focusing on maintaining the well-being of international students on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently spoke with Dr. Mary Chandler Bolin, director of the UK Counseling Center, about the special challenges and obstacles facing international students when they come to America, specifically the University of Kentucky.
I do think there are a lot of common themes that students bring to their college experience. I think some of it matters whether they're undergrad, traditional age undergrads, or grad professional students who maybe have a little more life experience. But some of the things that we would see have to do with separation from family, from natural support systems, and how when there are major events, the tragedies, the murders, the bombings in Sri Lanka on Easter weekend, there are students from that area here at UK. And the questions of, can I be in contact with my family? If I needed to go home and be with my family, are there any travel restrictions that would affect my ability to do that? Could I step away from my teaching educational research experience here at the university if I needed to be gone? And those are questions that typically are not faced in the same way by domestic students who might be 15 minutes from home or could be multiple hours if they're, you know, from the West Coast, could be multiple hours away by plane. But that sense of being able to be in contact more easily across time zones, across geography, is something that our international students really struggle with, not surprisingly. The other kinds of things that I think we see with international students and their needs that the Counseling Center can help with, things around identity and how people's identities may be read because of the way they dress or their speech cadence or their familiarity with the English language, which might be a second or third language to them. And the sense of, we see this with all students, belongingness. And I think for students who identify themselves or may be read by others as being different in some way, it can be difficult to feel like one belongs. And sometimes students will seek that belongingness if there are some other students maybe who share a language or a cultural background. They may be able to align and find times with them for support and just social engagement. One thing that we found to be helpful is when American-born English first students are able to engage and really provide what I would call really warm welcome to students, because it's a two-way enrichment, it's a two-way learning for the students that are here from abroad and for our UK students to encounter people that they may never have gotten to share a meal with, attend a religious ceremony with, just have a conversation with. And I will say that the International Center here at UK has been very forward-looking in their efforts to do orientation for students who are here as international students, and the Counseling Center is involved with that, so in the fall in particular. But even things like students who arrive here in the winter and they've never seen snow, they've never had reason to have a coat. Just those things that I think when you've grown up someplace, you take for granted, and that we have to be deliberate. The Counseling Center, the larger institution, all of us have to think in terms of what do we do to provide a welcome, to provide different kinds of supports. And some of that might be more psychological services. Some may be more broad support just within social interactions. The other thing I would mention about international students, depending on their background, they may have had less access to mental health services, mental health resources, and there also may be different stigma around help seeking. So one of the things the Counseling Center has been deliberate to do for the 20 plus years that I've been here is to show up, to be in places where students might want to encounter us in less formal ways, so outreach programming, not to do anything official, but just to be there, be a presence, be identified. And it's not unusual that sometimes students will come up, or maybe a faculty or staff member might walk a student up just to meet us, not necessarily to come for therapy, but just to say, here's a person who's a safe person and a safe space, and to normalize that sort of even informal help seeking that might lead to more formal help seeking.
Well, so, and just to know that you are there as a presence.
Absolutely.
Even if there's not a conversation,
absolutely.
Perhaps the student can see you as a healing presence.
Absolutely. And just that sense of, oh, people see us and are willing to actually be here in case we have a need. And I think that's something that we've consistently done across students who might be considered underrepresented, minoritized, marginalized in some way, culturally or within the university. So I think it's a pretty simple, in some regards, human activity of slowing down and seeing who's perhaps sitting next to you or perhaps in a space where they're alone and walking up and saying, can I join you for coffee? And that's intrusive. That sort of goes against a lot of our American socialization not to get in people's space. I assume if I ask nicely that somebody could say back to me, no, really, I'm trying to study. Please leave me alone and I will go away. But sometimes people look a little surprised and say, okay. And I will say that, you know, in my role as the counseling center director, but in our role here as clinicians, I think we have a little extra leeway to just be able to say, hi, I'm interested in the student experience. I would like to sit with you. And that may seem a little less odd than some random stranger walking up and saying, can I sit with you?
Well, you know, I'm thinking back now many years ago when I graduated from UK, the very last day I bumped into then President Otis Singletary,
yes,
who actually was interested in why I chose UK. We sat by the fountain in front of the Patterson Office
the old
Tower
fountain.
And talked for,
yes,
for about 10 minutes. And I, 40 plus years later, I remember that as if it were yesterday.
We were there here at about the same time. Yes.
Yeah. Somebody actually cared who was in a position of authority, a faculty administrator.
And I think students still have that sometimes look of surprise, like, really? You're asking me just because you want to know? And to me, that's some of the joy in those sort of informal interactions, that it's not an official meeting. It's not somebody being called in for an official interview. It's just, hi, how are you? And really listening for how are you, not just fine, okay, and moving on, but actually having some engagement around that. So, frankly, I think that's a lot of what keeps the Counseling Center staff really energized about the work, is that it's the therapy provision, certainly, for people who have that level of need, but it's the sort of tiered services that we provide that allow us to be in contact with students in a lot of different ways. And sometimes it's a matter of the Counseling Center meeting a need, but very often it's also helping that student connect with other resources around campus that they may have no reason to know about. So I think it takes a village.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's an overused phrase, but I think it takes a village for all of us to really, again, notice what students may be needing and at least make the offer. And maybe they don't have that need right then, but if they remember you as a welcoming, affirming, open presence, perhaps down the road when they do have a need, they'll remember and they'll come back and say, today I have something that I want to talk to you about. I didn't when I met you a month ago.
Sure.
Opens, I think you open that door.
Opens the door.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a homesick freshman here on campus, and I still remember a life-saving smile or a word of encouragement, that sort of thing. I think we're really just talking about the golden rule more than anything.
I would agree. I would agree.
Is there anything we've not touched upon that you'd want our listeners to know about the Counseling Center and the particular needs of international students?
Just to reiterate that our service does not charge a fee per appointment. If a student is enrolled in at least 6 credit hours as undergrad, grad, or professional, or if they're in a 0 credit hour thesis or dissertation status, they would be eligible to come in. And we really do look at sort of a larger wellness approach to this work rather than a disease model, really looking at well-being and human development.
My thanks today to Dr. Mary Bowen, director of the UK Counseling Center, for talking about the special challenges and needs of international students at the University of Kentucky. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.